Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on another night, Saturday night. This is Saturday night, January the 21st, year 2017. Yes, you are in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show, and I am the director, your executive director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. Yes, and we are coming to you live from Detroit, Michigan. Yes, we thank God for this, another day that He has made. We thank God that we're here still in the land of the living, able to be not only doers of His word, but we also not only want to hear His word, but we want to be doers of His word even more so as we go forth into this new year. So yes, tonight is Saturday, January the 21st, 2017, and we thank God for this another opportunity to be able to spread the good news of Jesus Christ over the airways on tonight. So as we move forward into our broadcast for tonight, as we always do, we always open up in prayer. I'm asking all listeners, would you please go into prayer with me at this time? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come on tonight to give your name praise. We come to give you glory. We come to say that you're worthy to be praised, Heavenly Father, because we know it's true, and we know that there is none like you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for who and all that you are. We thank you for this another day that you have made. We pray, Lord, that as we move forth into this broadcast, that we would be decreased in every area, Heavenly Father, so that you may be increased in us, so that as your word go forth, Heavenly Father, it will go forth with power through Elder James McCurry on tonight, and that someone who may not know Jesus Christ, after hearing the word on tonight, they would be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in His name on tonight. And, oh, good God, we pray, Lord, and ask that you will forgive me, forgive myself, my entire family, Elder McCurry and his entire family, forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, and not only us, but all those that are being doers of your word. Your word lets us know that we all come, we all fall short of your glory on a daily basis, so we always need to continually be asking for forgiveness of our sins. So that's why we're asking tonight again, Heavenly Father, forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, so that as we pray, and that as the word goes forth, Heavenly Father, that it will not be hindered, but that you will be glorified through it all. We lift up all those in the name of Jesus Christ on tonight, Heavenly Father, who are bowed down, their heads are heavy, and in the loss of loved ones, they are grieving in the loss of a loved one all over the land, Heavenly Father. We ask that you would comfort and strengthen as only you can in the name of Jesus Christ. And then again, Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies, minds, and spirits, even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars for just and unjust reasons, those that are in nursing homes, those that are living in shelters, the homeless. Heavenly Father, you know about your children. You know where we are at all times. So we ask that you would just move by your spirit, continue to meet the needs of your people as only you can. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up in the name of Jesus. We come lifting up our now elected president, Donald Trump. Heavenly Father, we see that things are even rocky from day one. So we intervene on his behalf, Lord, and ask that you would touch his heart, Lord, touch his mind, that he would be led by you. And by chance, if he's not saved, we pray, Lord, that he too would become saved in Jesus' name, and that as he pray and ask for your direction on how to lead and guide your people, that his prayers will not be hindered. So we lift up our new elected president and Vice President Pence. We pray, Lord, for those in the Republican Party, the Democrats, they will all come on one accord and be doers of your word, and they will do what's right for all people, that you would be glorified in Jesus' name on tonight. And, oh God, we come lifting up all listeners, that you will continue to move by your spirit, even in the lives of all listeners, that you will be glorified. So, Heavenly Father, we just come again to give your name praise. We thank you again for this worldwide platform. We don't take it lightly, Lord, and that we don't want to be puffed up in pride, because you have allowed us to be able to be vessels over this airway and platform. But we know and always realize that it's not about us. It's about your son, Jesus Christ, and that souls be saved. So help us to always stay in that mindset as we bring forth your word, that we would be doers of your word and not be liabilities, that we will not scatter your flock, but we will always be assets to the kingdom of God over this platform and over this broadcast. So we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that was our prayer for tonight. But we do have a spiritual food for thought, and our spiritual food for thought for tonight tells us every day we should let others see our testimony as we hear it, as well as hear it. Again, our spiritual food for thought for tonight is every day we should let others see our testimonies as well as hear it. So, you know, we do a lot of people, they tell their testimony, you know, verbally, but when they try to, they live in their life one way, they're saying one thing pertaining to their testimony, but their life don't line up with what they're saying out of their mouth regarding their testimony. So we have to make sure that our mouths, our lives, and our words are lining up with the word of God, even when we're sharing our testimonies, that God will be glorified. So we just want you all to know on tonight that every day we all, as Christians, we should let others, especially those that are spiritually blind and those that may be weak in the faith, we should let others see our testimonies as well as hear them. So that's our spiritual food for thought on tonight. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassadors-vessels. Once you get there, please click on follow. Again, I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassadors-vessels and click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at all lowercase James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Again, I welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at all lowercase James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, for those that have been tuning in for the last few days, you know that I did open up the phone lines a couple of days ago pertaining to giving the worldwide listeners an opportunity and a chance to call in and you share your testimonies. Just as I had told you all before, the Lord has placed it in my spirit, and I'm going to be doing it often We already started it for this year, so we're going to be often opening up the phone lines for worldwide listeners to call in and share your testimonies. God gets his glory through our testimonies, and I want my listeners, I don't want you to miss out on your blessings because you did not call in and share your testimony when you had an opportunity to do so. God gets his glory through our testimonies, and our testimonies can be a blessing to someone else and can help them realize that if God did it for you, if he healed you from anything, if he delivered you or set you free or your family members, or if he blessed you with a new job, new house, new car, whatever it is that God did for you, that's a testimony. So share that testimony. So when I tell you that the lines are open for worldwide listeners to call in and share your testimony, this is the number you need to dial. I hope you have a pen and paper so you can write down this number, because you will be needing your paper and pens. And I do hope you have your word out, because Elder James McCreary is going to come forth shortly and bring the word. We always like you all to remember that we don't want you to take it lightly, that any my guest or myself, when I bring forth the word through a Bible lesson or a teaching, that we are making up things. We want you to be able to read it for yourself. Follow along with us as we go through the word of God. So you need your Bibles. You need your pen and paper to take notes. So again, regarding the announcement pertaining to worldwide listeners calling in and sharing your testimony, this is the number you would need to dial. Area code 657. Again, the area code is 657-383-1364. Once again, area code 657-383-1364. That's the number that you would need to dial when I said that the lines are open for worldwide listeners to call in and share your testimonies. Pass the word on to your neighbors, your friends, your coworkers, even your church members. Even if you don't call in and share a testimony yourself, which I think we all should, but just in case if you don't, you may know someone else that will be willing to call in and share their testimony. So pass that number on to other people and let them know to be listening. So when we said that the lines are open, they will have an opportunity and they can be blessed by sharing their testimonies. Well, it's that time to bring forth the word on tonight in the person of Elder James McCreary. And remember, listeners, he's going to be coming forth every third Saturday. So we want you all to get familiar with his voice. Because, again, he's going to be coming on every third Saturday. Deacon Elder James McCreary out of Flint, Michigan, he's going to be bringing forth the powerful word as he always do. So we have him on the line tonight, and he's standing by getting ready to bring forth the word. But before he brings forth the word, we're going to ask Elder McCreary if he would please share with us another testimony. And after the conclusion of his testimony, we're going to do a music break. And Elder McCreary, right after this music break, I'm not going to speak anymore. I'm just going to yield the mic directly over to you right after the music break. But first, please share with us another testimony, please.
Well, praise God. It's a blessing to be able to share with you, my brother James, and all the radio listeners out there. It's always good to just share what God is doing. I know that God is a healer. God is doing miracles throughout the land. God have touched my body this week. I've been in and out of the hospital because of a kidney stone passing through my body. And if anybody ever had any problem with kidney stones, you know that's pressure. Man, those things will kick you up against the wall and hold you there. But by the grace of God, amen, I was able to be released from that pressure, amen. And by the grace of God, the healing power of God or come upon me and arrested me to be able to come again with the testimony that God is a healer. God is a deliverer. And I thank God for my healing just right now. Amen. I feel good in my body, feel blessed in my spirit. And I just want you to continue to just pray that God will continue to touch souls and minds and hearts everywhere, because we have to trust God in these days and times. It's not always in the medication. It's in trusting God. So that's my testimony tonight, to just share with you briefly before we go into the Word of God. Trust God and believe God for your healing. Amen?
Amen. And I'm a witness to that. He is the healer, because the Word tells us in the Word of God that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed. And I'm also touching and agreeing with Elder McCreary on tonight. Yes, we need prayer. It's time out for praying, church. It is time for praying. We need to be praying. We need to be praying for our new president, because as I stated in my prayers, I've been watching CNN news lately, And a lot of people are highly upset because of some of the things that he's already said and the things that he's trying to do already. But we know that God is in total control. It don't matter who's in the White House. They may be in the White House for a period of time, but God is always in control. But the word also tells us that we ought to pray for our leaders, not only our pastors and shepherds, but our world leaders. So that's why I've been lately, and I'm going to stick with to this song for a while, because we need to realize, we need to get in our spirits. It's time out for playing. It's time for praying. So I'm going to be playing this song again tonight. Yes, we need to get on one accord, saints, and we need to be praying for our church members, our families. We need to be praying for our world leaders that they will all come on one accord and be doers of God's word and be looking out for all people, and that's not a certain few. But God has a way of turning things around. So until then, we need to continue to pray for one another. That's why we are our brother's keeper. So on tonight, we're going to go right back to this song again, Pray For Me. And right after this song, then Elder James McCreary of Flint, Michigan will bring forth the word.
Come on, KD.
This is an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. Pray for me.
That is a time. It is time. We need to pray. We need to pray. Yes, I said it again. We need prayer. We need to pray without ceasing and pray one for another. Hallelujah. I want to take you into the Word of God tonight. In the study of the Word of God, and the message tonight is why Bible study is important in our life. Why Bible study is important in our lives. And I want you to go with me to a scripture in Amos 8 and 11. Amos 8 and 11. And I want you to look at the scripture. I want you to just go with me. Walk with me through the Word of God tonight. And I'm going to go into Amos And I want you to just hear what this scripture had to say, what Amos is saying to us in the scripture tonight. So go with me over here in Amos for a minute. And Amos 8:11 say, "Behold, the days are coming, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." Hear that, brothers and sisters. I want you to get that in your spirit. Because if ever was a time that men, women, boys, girls need to get in this word and study this word and seek God's face, now is the time. We're living in that day that Paul was talking about, that he says in the last days, perilous times, troublesome times will come. We're living in that day. We are on the peak of going overboard. If you don't know the word of God, you have nothing to stand on. Then the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly or correctly handling the word of truth." That's 2 Timothy 2:15. I'm going to stay with you in the word tonight. Just walk with me through this word for a minute, because I want you to understand how biblically important it is for us to know the word. If you don't know the word, you really don't have anything to stand on. You can fake it out, but you really don't have anything to stand on. Because Romans 10:17 says, "Consequently, faith cometh by hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ." So you got to have this word. So how important is people who neglect going to Bible study? They will not go. You'll go to work. You'll work 8 hours. You should work 16 hours. You will not complain. But when it comes down to Tuesday night Bible study, or Wednesday night Bible study, or Thursday night Bible study, you make all kinds of excuses. Even in your home where you have a Bible and you have time to read and study your Bible, why not take time? It's important, brothers and sisters, to have this Bible, not just David said, "Thy word has I hid in my heart that I not sin against you." The only way that you can keep from going against what God has given us to do is the study of the word of God. You've got to know the word of God. Bible study should be a daily duty in every child of God's life. In order for a believer's life to become a daily walk with Jesus, they must read and study the word faithfully. And if you really want your walk with Jesus to be a powerful walk, a daily walk, you got to get in this word faithfully. I tell people, if you don't do nothing but read one scripture a day and meditate on that one scripture, do that. Study that one scripture. Seek God's face concerning that one scripture. Get it in your heart, you see, so the word can be a light unto your path, a lamp unto your feet. Let that word guide you. One of the keys to receiving faith is found in Romans 10:7. It says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." The Bible also instructs us to study to show ourselves approved. You know that. Well, what did Jesus do when he went out and was tempted, carried out in the spirit? In Matthew 4:4, he said, "It's written, man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." And also, go to Deuteronomy 8:3. Look what it says over in Deuteronomy 8:3. Listen to what it says. "So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but by man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. So what I told you is Amos talks about a famine. A famine coming in and what? Not of bread, not of water, but of the word. We need truth. James Brown was talking about truth need to be, we need truth. And the only way that you can get into truth, my brothers and my sisters, is through the word of God. You got to seek God. You can't depend upon other people to carry you through your times of trials. You got to know the word of God. You got to know God for yourself. The believer should have a great desire for the word and to be taught truth so that they may grow and become rooted in wisdom. The Bible talks about being rooted and grounded. How are you going to be rooted and grounded and you don't know the word? That's why it's important to go to church. It's important to seek out a place where you can get truth, where you can get the word of God in your spirit and walk with it daily in you. One becomes what they study and spend time doing. Whatever you're studying, you become that. If you're studying books that has nothing to do with lying, or you're studying all kinds of old other stuff, you're going to become what you study. Or whatever you spend time doing. If you want to become successful in the study of the word, you must be among those who are faithful in study. It's nothing wrong with coming together. If you have to have a start a Bible study in your own home, if you feel that you're not getting it in the church that you go to, get your friends, get your brothers, get your sisters together and come into your own home and pray and seek God and ask God to guide you through his word and study the word together and read them together in the word of God. It's so important, brothers and sisters. We got to have this word. Most people who are successful leaders and people who accomplish anything are inspired by what they read. That's true. Bible study should motivate. It should challenge. And it should inspire you to succeed and accomplish more than those whose lives you study. The Bible said, greater works shall you do. Greater works shall you do. How? How are you going to do greater works if you don't study the word of God to know what those works are? When we study the Bible, we study about men and women who have dedicated their lives and became successful and inspired because they studied and they set among the teachings of God's word and overcame because they knew the word. The word of God will help you overcome. The word of God will deliver you. The word of God will make you free. The word of God will bring you to a height supernatural that you've never been before. Get that word in you. See, one thing out. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. The word of God is what we need today. Look at what's going on around us. Look where we are right now. Take inventory of where we are right now and what we have to deal and what we're going to have to deal with in the coming future. You better think what I'm saying here. Because if you don't have God and his word down in your spirit, guiding you and directing you, you're going to be left behind. It's going to be a struggle. It's going to be a rough day ahead without the word of God. Brothers and sisters, I'm not trying to scare you and put a scare tactic on you or any kind, but I just want you to know how important it is for Bible study, how important it is for prayer and the word of God, how important it is to have the word of God. Because, listen, any time that you get, the more words you got, the more word, listen to what I'm saying, the more words you got on the inside, the greater Jesus is inside of you. Hallelujah. Because he is the word. Do you hear what I'm saying? Listen to me. The Bible was given to us so that we may become men and women of faith and so that we could speak truth without fear or pressure. See, when you know the word, when you got the truth in you, you don't have to worry about what other people say about you or what they're saying or what they're doing. You don't have to fear because, listen, the word of God says to us that he has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. So when you got that word in you, you don't fear, you don't fret. How much time do you put in the Bible study? The actual, how much time are you really putting in your Bible? How do you read it? Do you read it? Do you pray it? Can you pray it? Because see, when you pray, you ought to be able to pray the word. And you ought to pray the word, you got to know the word. Because praying is talking to the Father. And what you going to talk to him about? I mean, if you got trouble, you ought to have a scripture to take before him. If you're sick, you ought to know the scripture to take before him. Listen to what I'm saying. That's why it's important, my brothers and sisters, to in this day and time, to know and have the word of God and study the word of God. Even in training up your children. Parents, listen to me. Father, mother, you got to, the Bible says, train your children in your household to love and respect the word. It says, train the child in the way she go. And when it gets older, it will not depart from him. If you don't believe me, what I'm telling you, go to Proverbs 22:6. Look at it. I'm going over there with you. Proverbs 22:6. Watch what it says. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Listen, my brothers and my sisters, mothers and fathers, you let your child be lacking when you don't have Bible study in your home, when you don't sit your child down and read the Bible to your child and let your child know what the word of God is saying to them and what God is saying to them and what God wants for them in their lives. Oh, you read that, if you read all the other books, Alice and Jerry, Jack Jumped Over the Moon, or whatever. If you read those books, read the Bible. Some of the greatest stories that you can read to your child. Some of the greatest stories, attention getters, is in this Bible. And they need to know. They need to know about this word. Look at Ephesians 6 and 4. Go there with me right quick. Ephesians 6 and verse 4. Let's see if we can see what it said. Ephesians 6 and 4, it said, and you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. How are you going to bring them up in the training of the Lord when you're not giving them the word? The only way, see, this is why I said, take your child to church. Take your child to Bible study. Get you a Bible study. Sit it, fathers. Don't wait on the mothers to do it, because that's not their responsibility. Your responsibility is your home, your first ministry. Men, pastors, your first ministry is not to neglect your household. Your first ministry is in your household. Your first church is in your household. Men, God has called you to be a provider and protector and a trainer in your home. Praying with your family. Talking with your family about the word of God. Training your children about the word of God. Telling them about the word of God. That word will put them on a path that it will guide them. It will direct them. It will lead them. Look over here. Go to 2 Timothy 3:5 with me. Quickly. 2 Timothy 3 and 5. Let's jump over there right quick. All you Bible readers. I just want you to just get in this word tonight and let you know how important it is to go into this word and to study this word and to read this word and get this word in your spirit. So let's go over here right quick to 2 Timothy, okay, and verse 3 and 5. Let me catch up with you. 2 Timothy 3 and 5. There it is right there. Look at here. Habit 3 and 5. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power, and from such people turn away. See, they don't want to hear. They become read that down there. 2 Timothy 3 and 5. You don't want to turn away from the word. People got form of godliness because they don't study the word. They don't go to Bible study. Form of godliness. The entire Bible was given to us by inspiration of God. It is useful to teach us what is truth, to help us realize what is wrong in our lives, and to help us do what is right. You can read your Bible, go to 2 Timothy 3:16-17. When a person does not study, he can only be ignorant to the ways of God. You got to know it. When we are ignorant to the truth, we become slaves to the father of lies. Brothers and sisters, listen to me. When you don't study the Word of God, you open the door for the enemy, the father of lies, who is Satan, to attack your mind and control you and to place any direction in your mind. And when you're too weak to fight if you don't have the Word. Because I told you in the beginning, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And the only way that you can defeat Satan is through the Word of God. We become like people who are bound in chains and deceived in error and falsehood. And because of lack of knowledge, we find ourselves perishing. Hosea 4:6. Look at it. He said, my people are destroyed from a lack of knowledge. Well, why are you going to get knowledge if you don't study? You don't seek out God's face in the Word. It is a fact. When one doesn't study, he begins to die spiritually. Look at us now. Believe me, that's a great falling away. People have become weak. Why? Because they're not going to Bible study. They're not going to church. People are sitting back saying, I don't have to go to church. I don't need church. You know, as long as I got a job and I'm working and, you know, I got making money and I got a house and I can pay my bills. Listen, let me tell you something. Jesus, Amos said in his word through the prophet Amos, he says, becoming a famine, not a famine of water, bread, but a famine is coming, a famine of the Word of God, and people are going to be dying spiritually. Don't you be one of them. Stop bringing forth fruit. Stop bringing forth fruit. And then when it happens, take up space. Your branches and your leaves become unfruitful, and the enemy chops you down and pulls the spirit from you. And your next place will be where you go put you into a fire. Watch this. Matthew 3:10 says, the axe is already at the root of the tree, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. What good fruit is he talking about? He's talking about the Word of God. You have to study this Word. You got to understand what he's talking about. You got to be producing the Word of God out of your life. Brothers and sisters, this is what he's saying to us. Produce that Word. Get that Word down in you. Don't become content with the little knowledge of the Word that you have. don't be content. Don't get content with it. Well, I know two scriptures. Come on, that's not going to help you. That's not going to help you, brothers and sisters. You know the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Okay. But that's not going to... You got to have greater in you than that. Or you know how to quote things that go... You know, it seems that you know. No. It's not like that. It is very important that you study and apply yourself. Because that's the only way you have greater truth in you. A man that knoweth where he is going never has to be fearful about being lost along the way. Listen to me what I just told you. If you know where you're going, you don't never have to be fearful about being lost along the way. If you study the map carefully before you take the trip, you don't have to worry about being lost along the way because you've studied. You know where you're going. Can't nobody get you off that journey or that path that you're on. Brothers, when you study this Word of God, nobody can trick you. Nobody can take you off that path to heaven. Praise God. You're on your way. Hallelujah. Being a part of a good Bible study will help you to hold fast to that which is good. Read 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Peter the Apostle tells us, and besides this, give it all diligence to your faith, virtue. That means power. into virtue knowledge, into knowledge, self-control, into self-control, temperance, patience, into patience, godliness, into godliness, brotherly kindness, into brotherly kindness, love, and charity. For if these things be in you, they make it so that you shall neither be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Savior Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah. Read 2 Peter 1:5-11. 2 Peter 1:5-11. You need this word. Study it. A good Bible study helps you to know God better and understand what His purposes and plans is for your life. See, because brothers and sisters, God has a purpose and a plan for all of our lives, those who are in Him, those who have received His Son, Jesus, Yeshua Messiah, and His personal Savior. Have you got Him in your life? But then you got a plan for your life. You're not living just to be living. You're not going from day to day just to go out and just have a good time. God has a plan and a purpose for your life. But listen, if you're not studying, you won't know what He wants you to do. Lack of Bible study is a major reason so many people, even those who are true believers, don't have the Spirit of God. A lack of Bible study. A lack of studying the Word. And I told you, I'm not talking about, you know, you going and being a member of an organization, what we call church. I'm talking about being a part of the organism. The organism is the body of Christ. One of the main keys to spiritual power and becoming victorious in Christ is studying the Word of God daily. And remember, it is always helpful to be prayerful as you study. When you get your Bible, get your children together, get your wife together, get your men, and catch them by the hand and pray for them. Me and my wife pray together. Thank God for my wife. Thank God for her love. And we just celebrated our second anniversary yesterday. And praise God, I thank God for having a woman of God who loved me and loved her. But we study. We seek God. We pray. It's important to have Him in your life. You can't do without it. We need the Word. And that's another reason why Bible study is so important. The Word will stand faithful forever. Listen to what I just said. The Word, I'm not talking about my Word. I'm not talking about Brother James Brown's Word. I'm talking about God's Word. It will stand faithful forever. But one thing I do know, if we have the Word of God abiding in us, we'll stand faithful as men of God. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the Word of God stands forever. Go to Isaiah 48 and you'll see what I'm talking about. David wrote, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? But take it heed thereto according to thy word." Psalms 119:9. He also said in verse 10 and verse 11, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." In studying the Bible, be it with a group or alone, it is good to memorize the scriptures. That is, placing it in your heart, in your mind. Failure to attend Bible study is a failure to commune with Christ. And open doors for deceit to come in. When you fail to go to Bible study, when you fail to study the Bible, when you fail to seek God's word, excuse me, you open the door for deceit to come in. And you fall away from the truth, and you allow the devil to overtake you. Nothing can replace a good Bible study, no matter how many other books you read. Jesus said to the disciples, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth." That means give life. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak to you, He said, they are spirit and they are life. Look at John 6:63. This is another key reason the Bible and the study of the Word of God is so important. The study of the Word of God should become a personal lifestyle. How many of you have read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation at least one time in your life? How many of you just have picking up your Bible daily and just studying one scripture out of your Bible before you lay down or of when you get up in the morning, being able to just go in the Word of God and talk with God concerning His Word. The study of the Word of God become a personal lifestyle. It should be a habit. Nothing should be able to compare with the study of the Word in your life. Do you find when you read the Bible, you become bored, tiresome, sleepy-eyed? Yeah, okay. Or would you rather just play a game, watch television, get on your YouTube, Facebook, feed your flesh with all types of worldly entertainments? Or would you rather spend time in the Word that gives you life eternal in abundance? Nothing should be able to compare with meeting with your Bible study group or just studying alone by yourself. Your time spent with God should be more precious and meaningful to you than anything or anyone, that is, if you are truly making Him first in your life. According to Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Then whatever you, all the other things, well, you know what the scripture says. Oh, you studying? Okay. The more you read and study the Word, the stronger the spirit of righteousness that comes in you. The scriptures contain the whole will of God. Have you ever read the Bible all the way through? I asked that question before. Have you? I remember as a young teenager, my grandmother made it mandatory that me and my sisters and brothers join her in a daily Bible study, even if we had friends over. There are times that we had to let the friends go. Are you able to study with us or go back to where they come from? So this Bible study was taken care of. Thank God for a praying grandmother who had a love for God's Word. We even have say Bible verses when we eat. Have you ever, you know, that's what we brought up. We had to say Bible verses. You know, I remember I used to think I'd just get by sometimes. I would just say, Jesus will. And she said, no, that won't work. You said that yesterday. Before you eat, you got to come with something. So you had to find a scripture. You know that you, before you eat, you know, that I thank God for that, because it helps us to be able to grow in the Word of God. I think every home today should have a family prayer time and Bible study. I'm sure you have heard the old saying, a family that prays together, stays together. I'm going to say it this way. A family that prays and study the Word of God together, excuse me, is a powerful family. It's a powerful family. Let me give you some tools. Get you a Bible concordance. Get you a Greek dictionary, a Hebrew-Greek dictionary. There are many types of Bibles to be used for good study. And so go to a bookstore, a Bible bookstore, and you know there are many ways that you go get your dictionaries. Seek God. I mean, you know, really just study that Word. Most of the time when we sit out to study the Bible, watch this, Satan comes to distract you. You start to study. Okay, I'm going to study today. But here comes something to distract you. Don't let nothing do that. Don't let nothing get in the way of you studying your Bible. Brothers and sisters, if you have not started studying the Word, study the Word. Don't depend upon anyone else. He doesn't want you to feast on just the life-giving Word of Him. He wants you to know it for yourself. He wants you to Satan don't want you to be spiritually strong. A person that studies the Word, man, let me tell you something. They become strong in the Word. They become strong. They become faithful. They become mature. I am aware that Satan's temptation is coming. That's why you've got to study and read the Word and pray. Because he'll take your joy if you don't. You ought to have a desire to enjoy the Word. Enjoy the Word. Same as praying. Enjoy prayer. Don't never stop praying. Don't never stop praying. God's word, the less we desire to read it, the less we'll pray. And the less we desire to pray. Listen, don't stop. Studying and reading the Bible is not merely enough. We must obey it. We must practice the truth daily in our walk and talk. We must live an upright lifestyle and separate ourselves from obeying the sinful nature, because that sinful nature is real, brothers and sisters. The Bible states, if I regard iniquity in my heart, God will not hear me. Psalm 66:18 is very important, brother, because this sinful nature is in us. And the only thing that will help us to overcome the sinful nature and the desire to gratify the flesh is the Word of God. Hear what I'm saying? I'm pleading with you to get this Word of God in you and study the Word of God. It is important to all who study the Bible to trust and obey it. It will help you to correct your wrongdoings and admit your errors and correct them. As the Bible teaches us through, though we repent and draw closer to Jesus and walk with him. As I said in the beginning of the lesson, if you want to be strong in faith, you must give heed to the studying of the word daily. The Apostle Paul said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Again, Romans 10:17 is what he said. We must commit to the Bible study and become a devoted follower of Jesus and a reader of his word. We must put the word of God first and learn what it truly means to love him. Keep yourself from the weeds and the thorns of the world and be not entangled with them, because their only use is to choke you out. You got to stay where you can be watered by the word and the Holy Spirit of God. Bible study is a positive way of spending time in communion with God. God's words are written down in the pages of the Bible. He will talk with you. Every time you open the Bible is God's message to us written down. Don't ignore it. If you really want to go to get to him and to get to know him, don't neglect the Bible. Don't neglect Bible study. A son gets to know his earthly father by being around him and studying his ways. So can we who are sons of God through Jesus get to know our Heavenly Father by being around him? Why? By communing with him through his word. We shall be like him. And everyone has his hope in him, purifies himself just as he is pure. 1 John 3:23. Allow him to conclude and allow me to conclude. Allow me to conclude by this scripture right here in 1 John 2:3-6. We know that we have come to know him if we obey his command. The man who says, I know him, but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But if anyone obeys his word, God loves him, and his love is made complete in him. This is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. So don't be led astray. Study and pray daily and grow in faith. Join a good Bible study group and read your Bible with prayer daily. May Yeshua Messiah, Jesus Christ, bless you and keep you, and his face shine upon you daily. Shalom, my brothers and sisters. Shalom. Peace be upon you. I love you. God bless you. God keep you. I pray that this message and this teaching of this word have been an inspiration to you and an encouragement for you to want to know more about the word of God. So don't neglect. Go to church tomorrow. Then go to Bible study somewhere. Or start a Bible study. Or just get along by yourself. Just say, I'm going to dedicate certain times with this certain period of time with the Lord. And I'm going to study the word more. I guarantee you, you'll find yourself being lifted up in the spirit. And the enemy won't be so easy to break through and get to you. Why? Because the word of God is a shield. The word of God is a refuge. The word of God is a protector. The word of God is a covering. Get that word, brothers and sisters. Get that word. Study the word of God. God bless you. And God keep you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord on tonight, Elder McCrory. Thank you for that powerful word. And the message tonight was titled, Why Bible Study is Important. And he came from 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. And yes, and that tied in with our spiritual food for thought for tonight, which says to each one of us, every day we should let others see our testimony as well as hear it. Yes, so just what Elder McCrory was saying during his message, yes, Bible study is so important because you have a personal relationship with God when we get in the Word, one-on-one with God, and it's a different thing when you get into a Bible study with your brothers and sisters in Christ. A lot of people are unfamiliar and unaware that, and I've even heard people try to ask questions during a Sunday morning service after the pastor has brought forth the Word on a Sunday. That is not the time to ask questions to the pastor pertaining to the Word. That's why we have Bible studies. The Sunday school is set aside for those reasons. That is why it's so important. I thank you, Elder McCrory, for bringing it to our attention. Yes, it is very important that we get into God's Word. He said we are to get into His Word, study the Word to show ourselves approved unto God, rightly dividing the Word of truth. So like you said in the message, Elder, if you don't know the Word, how can you teach someone what you don't know? So Jesus Christ is the living Word. We thank God for the written Word that He inspired men to write down the words, so we don't have no excuse saying that we don't know God's Word. You know what you want to know, and just as He was saying, if you want to get in that Facebook, you want to get on Twitter or Instagram and all that Twitter and all the other stuff and on TV, you know how to get on that stuff faithfully every day. When you find time to do that faithfully. So why don't you take some time out and invest in your spiritual life, not only in your own spiritual life, but be a blessing to your family. Like you said, Elder, and I like what you said. Yes, it all starts in the home. If you don't have a Bible study, if you don't feel comfortable where you're not learning in a Bible study, or you don't feel where you're growing in a Bible study in your local church, why not start a Bible study in your own home? Pray. The Lord will speak to you. He will guide you. Bring your family together. We bring them together for everything else, and I know I'm telling the truth, and I know I have some witnesses over the airways that can bear witness. We do everything else nowadays that we find time to do. Find time to spend time with God. Get in the Word of God. He said, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. Why? Because we don't get in God's Word. We skipping over things. We missing verses, and we don't read the whole chapter. We put in whatever we want to put in the place. He said, don't add or subtract nothing. We got to read it verbatim, exactly what the Word says. And then not only do we want to hear and read the Word, but then we have to turn around and be doers of God's Word. And like Elder said, it's a lifestyle. It should become a lifestyle. We should get up reading the Word of God, because God is just that good. He wants us to know about Him. He wants to know us. He do know us, but He wants us to know Him even more, and that's through His Word. And again, the enemy know that once we know the Word, those who are spiritually blind, or if you're really walking with the Lord and getting God's Word, He know that there's your weapon against Him. And that's why He try to make you sleepy when you get in church, when the Word is going forth, when you're trying to pray, and He know that you're serious about it. He's going to try to make you sleepy, or try to make all kind of other things come up in your life to distract you. But don't let that happen. The devil is a lie. And so we just thank God for Elder McCrory on tonight for that powerful word. Get in the Bible class. Get in the Word. Bible class is so important. And we get to know our Heavenly Father even more through the Word. So as we get to close out tonight's show, we're going to pray again. And that's God's blessing over this platform and over this worldwide ministry on tonight. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, again, we come tonight thanking you for your word on tonight. Thank you for Elder McCrory, who brought forth this powerful word on tonight as to why we need to study your word, Heavenly Father, why Bible study is so important. And in these last and evil days that we're living in now, as never before, if there was ever a time that we need to get in your word and pray, it's now. So we thank you for the word on tonight. We thank you for Elder McCrory. And we pray, Lord, that someone that was spiritually blind can now open their mouth and say, and ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts, whereby they can be saved. In Jesus' name on tonight. And they can be a doer of God's word. If they study His word, they can be more doers of His word. We just thank you for the word on tonight. We thank you for who you are, Lord. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We ask that you will continue to lead and guide us through your word. And, oh God, we just ask that you will continue to be blessed and glorified through each one of our lives. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, what about listeners? Know that I love you. Know that God loves you too. And we're looking forward to next Thursday when we have another powerful word coming forth the same platform that God will be glorified through the word. Again, why Bible study is important. And then Bible study is very important. It's like we said, as today, as we see, Bible study is even more important as never before, for we are living in the last and evil days. But we know that God is in total control. No matter who's in the White House, if you're saved in Jesus' name, fret not. Don't fear. Continue to lift up your eyes unto the hills from which cometh your help. All of our help comes from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Creator. So we just continue to pray for our new president, that he would be led and guided by God, and that he would do right for all people, that God would be glorified. It's our prayer in Jesus' name on tonight. Know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So until then, remember, and we always ask God to always cover us, and we know that God, he is worthy to be praised. So that's why we're going to close out tonight. Lord, I give you praise. Until the next time, know that I love you. God loves you too. Good night.
Life for me.
Give
me praise.